I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually. I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually. This is a statement of truth about me. This is a statement of truth about you. This is a statement of truth, and this is all that we live our lives by. We live our lives by this statement of truth. I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually. If I do not think that I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually, I'm not going to go out and do the things I want to do. I'm not going to go out and do the things that make me happy, the things that make my life rich and fulfilled. But when I say to myself I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually, then I live up to it. As we age, as we get older in our lives, we find that life is more exciting every moment that we live. And the doctors tell us that if we will do crossword puzzles and other types of mental activities, playing chess and checkers and getting involved in games, we will live longer and happier and healthier. Now, the old statement, if you don't use it, you lose it, is all too true. If you don't use it, you lose it. Now, why is it that we lose it if we don't use it? Well, our lives are filled with pure energy. Our lives are just energy. We are energy. And we are energy of the most beautiful kind. We are energy that is boundless. We are energy that knows no beginning, knows no end. We are energy that just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And how wonderful that energy is. Now, that energy is very fantastic. That energy is everlasting. That energy is beginningless and endless. That energy is our energy. It's what we are. Now, for that reason, I can say I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually because I am physically, mentally, spiritually energy. I am just the limitless energy of all, and you are too. Every being in the universe is that. We are life, and as life, we live without beginning and end. As life, we are always there. We are always fantastic. We are always magnificent. But as life, we have to claim it to enjoy it, because we can let go of life. And we can say, okay, for this physical body, I'm going to lay my life down and die. For this physical body, I'm going to have less than perfect experiences every moment of my life. For this life, I'm going to be less than ideal. I'm going to think of myself as not being ideal. I'm going to think of myself as not being physically, mentally, spiritually perfect in every way. And when I do that, then the energy that I have drives that experience into being in my life. Now, it's nothing different than that, because that's who and what I am. If I want to have an ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually realized being, if I want to live in a body that is mentally, physically, spiritually illumined in every way, then I must turn on the light switch. And I must turn on the light switch by using it. Because if I don't use it, I lose it. It's not a matter of losing it. It's always there. It just becomes unavailable to me because I think that I can't do it. I think that I can't use it. I think that it is not beneficial for me. And it's not beneficial for me. We have seen in our lifetimes many people living grand old ages into the hundreds, and they're still alert, mentally, physically, and spiritually. They're still dynamic. Oh, they may not do the things they did when they were children, But who does things that we did when we were children? When we were children, we were full with energy. We were boundless energy. Our parents would say to us, where did you get all that energy? Where does that energy come from? And then we'd lay down for a moment or two, and we'd readjust ourselves, and we'd regain our energy, and then up we'd go again, full of energy and life and full of enthusiasm. But if we lived in an old folks' environment where energy seemed to be waning, then we would do that same thing. But children live among children, and they are dynamic and vital, alive, full of energy. You and I can live among children too, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We can be a child. We can be eternally young. We can be eternally vital, dynamic, and filled with energy, because that energy is just awaiting our use. I am ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually. Every time I say that, I feel, whoop, oh boy, do I feel wonderful. Every time I say, well, why should I feel wonderful? What difference is there that how I was just a moment before I said that phrase? Well, the moment before I said that phrase, I didn't realize I was ideal physically, mentally, and spiritually. I didn't realize it. I didn't have that cause put in motion for myself. But the moment I said it, the moment I thought it, the moment I acted upon it, I was it. Oh, my goodness, I was it. I look at our cat, and I see the cat sitting on the floor. And the cat wants to jump up on the cabinet and eat its food, because we have the dish up there so that the dog doesn't eat the cat's food. And so the cat, just one fell swoop, up, she bounces just as though she's light as a feather, and she knows right where she goes. Sometimes she'll land on the window ledge, which will be very narrow, and sometimes she'll be up on top of the roof of the house, and she'll jump down purposefully, and she will land like a feather. Oh, sometimes Sammy, our cat up at the monastery, when he jumps down and he lands kind of kapud, but not really hard, not really difficult, but just because he wants to make a noise and let us know that he is jumping. Well, children do that all the time, too. They're jumping just to let us know that they're jumping, and they're having a ball, just doing everything so fantastic, so joyous, so wonderful. They feel just magnificent in every way. I am ideal, physically, mentally, and spiritually. This is my reality. This is who I am. This is all that I am. This is all that I know, that I am ideal, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I know that I am pure energy. I know that I am dynamic. And I know that you are, and I know that everyone on the face of the earth is also. But we have to claim it and name it to enjoy it. Because what we seem to claim and name, oh, I don't feel like it. I don't have the energy to do that. I don't have the energy to go and do such a thing like that, to go play tennis or something. And yet, we do have that energy. We do have that energy because people do go out and play tennis. People do go out and play games. People are active later in their years. And certainly, as we are young, we should be dynamic and fantastic and vital and alive. And if we keep saying of ourselves, I am youthful, dynamic, alive, I am youthful, dynamic, alive, as we say that, then that is what we bring into condition in our mental, physical, and spiritual being. Because it's always there. It just needs to be reminded. It just needs to be a direction. If I say I'm old, then I act old. If I say I'm young, then I act young. Parents often say to their children, act your age. Act your age. Because the children are supposed to act in certain ways at certain times. How silly. Never say act your age. Just say you are vital, dynamic, alive. The energy you have, you're directing in ways that are beneficial for you and everybody else in the world. You are fantastic. You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are magnificent. And the more a parent says that to their child or their children, the more those children are going to be beautiful, dynamic, fantastic, alive beings. We were watching many of the entrepreneurs recently on video. And as we've been watching them, one of the things that seems to come out of all of them is that they want to do something that is fun. They want to do something that is going to be exciting for everybody. They want to do something that's exciting for themselves. And the rest of the world will enjoy it too. They're not looking for the money. They're not looking for appreciation by others. In fact, they're being irreverent. they're being sort of flamboyant. They're being wonderful. And as they do this, instead of aging, they become more mature, more beautiful, more dynamic, more with the ability to accomplish anything they want to accomplish, because that's their goal in life and that's their purpose, is to be themselves and have fun and to do it in the most magnificent, the most dynamic, the most wonderful way that they can possibly do it. That's for us too, for you and for me. That's for us as we're thinking about our life and thinking about things that are important for us. Now, are you thinking about things that are important for you? I think I'm thinking about things that are important for me, because every moment of my life, I'm thinking about how wonderful it is to be who I am, how wonderful it is to live in the body that I'm living in. I am ideal, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I am ideal, physically, mentally, spiritually. I am pure energy, the magnificent pure energy, energy that only knows to be its perfect self. And in every way in my life, I am my perfect self. And I love it, I love it, I love it, because that's all that matters to me in my life. That's all that matters to me in my world. That's all that matters to me in any way at all. And life is beautiful, and I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.